Welcome to Butte, America's Story. I'm your host, Dick Gibson. The North Butte Mining Company was working to electrify its Granite Mountain and Speculator mines to improve safety on June 8, 1917, when the cable fell. Cables in those days were wrapped in oil-soaked cloth to reduce friction, and when foreman Ernest Sulau descended to the 2400 level, the flame of his carbide lamp set the cable on fire. The smoke and flame ultimately killed 168 underground miners, the most deadly hard rock mining disaster in United States history to this day. It took 3 days to recover all the bodies, and survivors were also rescued dozens of hours after the start of the conflagration. The heroism of young Manus Dugan, who saved more than 20 men but perished himself, is legendary in Butte. Manus Dugan was a nipper, a boy or young man who delivered tools and equipment to wherever they were needed. He had just turned 30 a week before the Granite Mountain fire, and he lived with his wife Madge in a house at the west end of Zerelda Street, just below Big Butte. In the mine that night, encountering smoke and gas, Dugan led 28 men to a blind drift, a dead-end tunnel, where they constructed a bulkhead, a barrier against the fumes. The men survived, barely, for almost 3 days when they finally made it to a shaft in the Speculator mine where they were hoisted to safety. But Dugan himself, the acknowledged savior of the men, for unknown reasons turned away from the shaft before rescue. His body was found 4 days after the men in his charge were saved. The Granite Mountain Speculator disaster touched off a strike. All of Butte's strikes in the early 20th century were complicated. There were undoubtedly good reasons for strikes, including this case, better working conditions and safety, since a good many of the deaths were the result of underground bulkheads that blocked escape routes. The radical IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World, certainly used strikes to promote its agenda as well. The mine companies used the fact that there were many unions, as many as 34 separate unions, rather than the IWW's dream of one big union, to divide and conquer when strikes occurred. Eventually, everyone caved in, with few real concessions by the companies. That's what was happening later in the summer of 1917 in the wake of the Granite Mountain disaster, and it was into that tinderbox that Frank Little came in mid-July 1917. Little's murder, 2 weeks later, was never solved. Michael Punk's book, Fire and Brimstone, published in 2006, is the best resource for information about the Granite Mountain disaster as well as the incredibly complicated situation in Butte in that pivotal year of 1917. As writer Edwin Dobb has said, like Concord, Gettysburg, and Wounded Knee, Butte is one of the places America came from. Join us next time for more of Butte, America's Story.
This program is a production of KBMF in Butte, Montana, with financial support from the National Endowment for the Humanities, the Friends of the Butte Silver Bow Archives, and the Superfund Advisory and Redevelopment Trust Authority. Original music by Charles Nichols and Eric Grant. Find this and other productions at verdigreeproject.org.